Where were we? Oh, yes. Winter had come to the ranch, and I had put our winter routine into action, which meant that we were, well, ready for winter. We had swept out another crop of pesky little tweet-tweets, and I had ordered the cowboy crew back to work, feeding cattle every day. I knew they hated that. I mean, they had spent most of the summer tacking up fence and tearing up equipment in the alfalfa patch, goofing off and playing so-called practical jokes on us dogs. And now they had to load up sacks of feed every morning and actually do some work on the ranch. I heard them grumbling and complaining, but it didn't soften my heart one bit. By George, I had sent down my orders, and that was the end of it. Well, almost. On the morning of November 28th, the very first day of winter feeding, a problem developed. A problem so serious that even I hadn't anticipated it. At 8:07 that morning, anticipated. At 9:07 that morning, Slim's old pickup quit working. It died right in front of the machine shed, and we're talking about graveyard dead. Fortunately, I was on duty and ready to swing into action. Whilst Slim raised the hood and went through his usual checklist, scratching his head, scowling at the motor, wiggling two wires, and calling the pickup a piece of junk, I reached for the microphone of my mind and put out a call to the elite troops of the security division.
Hank to Drover, over. Report to machine shed at once. We've got a mechanical failure up here, and Slim is in over his head. Over. Do you copy?
I waited and listened. Not a sound except for static on the radio. Where was he? Every time I really needed the little goof, he was... But then I heard the shuffle of his feet on the gravel, and he came dragging around the northeast corner of the machine shed. Was he running or showing any indication that this was an urgent matter? No. He was taking his sweet time, wearing a silly grin and gazing around at the scenery. He walked into the icy beam of my hot glare and stopped.
Oh, hi. Were you barking for me?
I called you, yes. You may have thought I was merely barking, but it was actually a downlink microwave transmission from one of the security division's communication satellites.
I'll be darned. It sure sounded like a bark to me.
It was more than a bark, but never mind. Did you get my urgent message?
Well, let me think here.
He rolled his eyes around.
I think you said that Slim was standing on his head.
The air hissed out of my lungs. That wasn't the message. I said that Slim was in over his head. His pickup quit on him and he needs backup right away.
His pickup won't back up?
Affirmative. It won't back up and it won't go forward either. It's broken and he needs a backup from us.
You mean... we have to pull it backward?
I stuck my nose in his face. Drover, listen to me. The pickup won't start, and Slim is a lousy mechanic. He needs our help. Do you understand?
Well, I'm not sure.